Hey, hey, yes indeed, this is the House Man Show. Doing a quick recording, quick recap rather, for the Michigan State overtime thriller against Nebraska. Michigan State did not look great today. Their offense looked very limited. Obviously, Jaden Reed is a stud. Michigan State's defense, of course, feasted on Nebraska's poor offensive line. I think Nebraska had like 7 sacks today. Tough game for Nebraska. You know, Adrian Martinez is a special quarterback, but unfortunately the rest of the team is a joke for Nebraska, and Scott Frost, I'm almost certain, is going to get fired at the end of this season. Nebraska's a tough team. You know, I mean, they took Oklahoma, you know, to a nail biter, 23-16. And then, of course, took Michigan State to overtime on the road. Adrian Martinez had a wide-open tight end at the end of the game, but could not find him. And then, of course, threw an interception, and Michigan State set up the score to eventually win the game, kick a field goal to win the game. For Michigan State, you know, offensively, teams are starting to hone in on Kenneth Walker, and I'm sure opposing defenses will start to focus on Jaden Reed as well. But Michigan State's receivers are really, really good. Obviously, Jaden Reed is the stud. He got the punt return to tie the game at 20. Trey Mosley led the way in receptions for Michigan State. Connor Hayward, who's apparently now playing tight end for Michigan State, made a real nice catch early in the game, where he just absolutely bulldozered people. Michigan State obviously has playmakers on their offense. And we'll talk more about this tomorrow on the House Man Show, immediately following the Lions game. So tune in to that. Michigan State really just struggled today. Obviously, their defense was kind of a bend, don't break type situation. Obviously, Adrian Martinez, as I said, tremendous quarterback. He just has no help around him at Nebraska. And obviously, Scott Frost has done an absolutely terrible job at Nebraska. You can tell there's just not any talent on Nebraska, no recruiting, no skill positions. Nebraska's just a mess. But Nebraska, I will tell you, is fighting tooth and nail against two really good football teams in Oklahoma and Michigan State in back-to-back weeks. Obviously, the big thing that I learned in this Saturday, college football Saturday, is that there are no easy games in the Big Ten. Rutgers is a tough team. Nebraska is a tough team. You look at the rest of Michigan's schedule, the only for sure, home run win on Michigan's schedule is going to be Northwestern. Other than that, they don't play a bad team on the rest of the schedule. Now, I think Michigan can have, I think we'll beat Wisconsin next week. Going to be tough in Madison. Obviously, for the Spartans, just keep rolling. Obviously next week they play a very good Western Kentucky team, high-scoring, high-powered offensive team. So they get a little break before they get back into Big Ten play. But for Michigan State, obviously you can hang your hat on a good defense and having good skill position players, especially now as defenses begin to hone in on Kenneth Walker. Obviously, their transfers, Michigan State's transfers, are playing a huge role for the Spartans. The interception at the end of the game, all the new defensive players. The offense, I think the offense, the only real impact player they have on offense as a transfer is Kenneth Walker. I mean, really, everyone else is from last year's team. The offensive line is from last year's team. Obviously, Peyton Thorne, Trey Mosley, Jaden Reed's a transfer. But he was here on last year's team. So yeah, Jaden Reed and Kenneth Walker, I mean, those are your two best players on offense, and they're both transfers. So obviously kudos to Mel Tucker for hitting the transfer portal hard. And I think Michigan State is a very good team, and I think is fully capable of winning 9 or 10 games this season. And I think the Big Ten is about as strong as I've seen it. Nebraska is solid. Wisconsin is solid. Indiana is solid. Maryland is solid. Penn State is really good. Ohio State is good. Michigan is good. Michigan State is good. Iowa. Wisconsin. So there's just, Nebraska's obviously tough. I mean, there's just a lot of good teams in this conference. And there are not a lot of easy, winnable games in this conference. But I think Michigan State, obviously a tough win. I'm good for them to get the win. But maybe this was a game where they thought, they're coming off a high of beating Miami on the road. And, it's just lowly Nebraska. We're going to take care of business. So maybe they overlooked the Cornhuskers just a little bit. But Peyton Thorne did not play well, today. He was bailed out by Jaden Reed. Peyton Thorne, is not that, I don't think he's that great of a quarterback. But I think for Michigan too, same thing. Cade McNamara, I don't think is, neither of these quarterbacks are Heisman caliber quarterbacks. They're just, average game managing quarterbacks. And obviously both of these teams, Michigan State wants to run the ball. Michigan, same thing. And hopefully, Michigan State, I would say, has better receivers than Michigan. But yeah, I mean, I think Michigan State's a solid team. You take a win, and Michigan State's 2-0 in the Big Ten. And that's all at the end of the day that really matters. There's no style points in getting to Indianapolis. And obviously, I think that's Michigan State and Michigan's goal this year is to get. I think both teams are fully capable of getting to Indianapolis. Michigan State, obviously, Peyton Thorne has to play better if they want to beat the heavyweights in the Big Ten, such as, Michigan and Penn State and Ohio State. If they want to beat those teams, Peyton Thorne has got to play better. Outside of that, there's not a huge weakness on Michigan State. They just have to get more of their receivers involved outside of Jaden Reed. So this has been the Houseman Show. Quick recap of Michigan State's overtime win against Nebraska. We'll see you guys tomorrow night after the Lions game.